Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, the Pod Squad are with me this Monday afternoon with this week's recommendation. And today we're talking about Shite Talk, an Irish history podcast.
But overall, St. Patrick,
a great man.
Yeah, as much of looking into him to try and find him as a dirty moneylender who was a filthy liar, we only found some of that stuff.
Basically, he's whatever you want him to be. He's a man whose name might have been Patricius or could have been anything else, who was kidnapped from wherever Baverna Tiberium was, came to Ireland, didn't complain a little bit, but no more than his own right.
Less than most.
And you know what? He did well. Mm-hmm. He did fine.
The Pod Squad this Monday afternoon, Elaine Power, who's the host of What's Trending in F1 podcast, and Sarah Jane Tobin, native content editor at DMG Media Ireland. Thanks a million to you both for joining us in the programme today. What's this about, Elaine?
So it's a comedy history podcast and it's hosted by two comedians, Jason Brennan and Kevin Larney. And it's very much an informal chat about history is what I would say. Like, if you're looking for the facts and a kind of a chronological story from start to finish, it probably isn't the podcast for you.
Having listened to two episodes, I'd say it's more comedy than history.
I don't even think it's that funny. Sorry.
Sorry. Subjective thing.
I would be very into history. I love a good yarn. And I just don't know, as myself and Elaine were talking outside, I think my description of this podcast is I would rather be sitting in a pub with these two lads, having a few pints and having my say in the chat as well, because it's just like you're sitting listening to two mates bounce back and forth and they're talking about things like the Battle of the Boyne, the 1916, but the one that I didn't listen to yet that I do want to have, I will listen to because I just want to hear what they have to say, is the life of Joe Dolan. You know, it's so abstract, right? There's so many different topics.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with what you're saying there. I think for me, the difference between you and I is that I don't really like, not that I don't like history. I understand history's important, but like, I didn't like it as a Leaving Cert. I didn't do it for Leaving Cert.
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't really do it.
I did, and loved it.
And I loved it, and I did classical studies because I loved it that much.
Oh, wow. I'm much more of like a science kind of forward-looking topic
We're
person.
We're all about looking back.
Yeah. I maybe could do a looking back. But I would listen to more, like if I was looking for a documentary, I wouldn't really go for a history documentary or a book. So I think for me, I love a podcast where people kind of just ramble and have the crack. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, it was I didn't really relate to the topics that they were talking about.
Who do you think it's aimed at, or what's the appeal of it?
I don't know. I think so. They're both comedians in their own right. I think if you're a fan of them, like you're going to like it because you like their personality. And I do think if you like history, but you don't take it too seriously, and like because they do lots of different topics, and they have guests on sometimes. They also had these film club episodes where they kind of will talk about a historical film and maybe get someone in to review it. They also had like four-parter ones, which I didn't listen to because
I tried.
They were very long. So like they had one on Eamon de Valera, one on Michael Collins. I think if you have a kind of a interest in it, maybe if you actually have and like know a lot about history, this would be kind of interesting to listen to because you're not looking for the facts. You're just kind of hearing two lads chatting about it.
Having the banter. I think that the thing is, right, I know I was quite rude and I said I didn't find it particularly funny, but that's just my opinion. Sense of humour. I just didn't really kind of get it.
Comedy is subjective. And there's comedy, like, there's comedy for everyone.
Exactly.
And not everyone's comedy is going to fit you.
I mean, I went to see Aisling B last week, thought she was class. Shane Daniel Byrne was on before, deadly. I went to see Jimmy Carr last year, all the hype about him, thought he was useless. So it is totally, totally subjective. There again, this kind of podcast, I think it very much is kind of aimed towards people of the comedian's age group who might be going down to the pub for a pint and stuff like that. And it's just to have a yarn. I wasn't picking apart the facts and all that kind of thing.
I don't think it's for history nerds.
No, it's not for history nerds at all. But I think myself and Elaine were talking outside. Both of us have a background in radio and we just found it quite hard. There's no definitive start, middle and end. if you know what I mean. And that's something that I, it's kind of something that really bothers me.
As a storyteller, it's kind of your nature, isn't it? It's sort of the default is to look for that.
Yeah, start, middle, and end. Like, I mean, story. The first 7 minutes, they just yap on about, oh, since we were last here, we were drinking down the pub and we were at the Gamach and we were on Patreon.
Yeah, and there's a, but there's a lot of kind of podcasts like that now, isn't there, that are sort of that, I don't want to say background noise, but it is the kind of the sort of chit chat of their everyday lives. But people who are followers, I suppose, of them will love that.
Yeah, I'd say they probably will. Like, it's been going since 2019, so...
Yeah, it's not been around a long time.
Yeah.
It's funny. So one of the episodes, I think it was the most recent one that I heard, the Cillian Sunderman one. So in some episodes, they seem to have a guest, do they? Mm. But not all of them.
No, and some of them appears to be the, like, it might be their film club. So they're kind of, I think it's a film club is what they call it, but they're maybe reviewing, a film. And then one of the ones I listened to from the end of last year was the Samhain special, and that was with the comedian Katie Boyle. And it was interesting because I thought it was going to be maybe about the history. I love Halloween and I thought it was going to be the history of Samhain. But actually, they were kind of just joking back and forth about like lesser known Irish spirits and fairies. And it was quite amusing in parts. Yeah. Like, I think it's like, can I recall any of the spirits or fairies? No. But like, they were kind of just, they were just making jokes about them. And it was like, again, it's that background noise. I was cooking away when I was listening to it. And it was an easy
humorous.
Listen. Yeah, it was humorous. And I think if I was listening to it around Halloween, it would have been probably a more appropriate listen than I was like, you know, 5 o'clock delighted because the sun was still shining.
Did you handpick the episodes you tuned into?
I did. Like, as I said, it's been going since 2019. So there's hundreds. Like, there's so many episodes. And I when I got this as the listening, I normally, as you know, Andrea, I normally try and listen to the entire series. There was no way. So I jumped in and I suppose I went back to the start. I picked something from the early days. I listened to the most recent one for St. Patrick's Day. I did try and listen to the Cillian Sunderman one as well, but they lost me on that one. The St. Patrick's Day one, I had to listen to that twice to kind of, I kind of listened to it to maybe 26 minutes in. And then when I went back to start it again, I had to restart it because I'd no idea what I'd been listening to. Do you know the way?
Well, I suppose it's different when you're listening kind of for this sort of purposes. You're listening with a different with a different kind of ear. The episodes are what? They're under an hour. They're about 45 minutes, I think.
No, they vary. Like some of them were like the one I listened to a couple of like the recent ones and then I went way back just because I always love to go back to one of the earlier episodes to kind of see how it's evolved. And there was an episode about like the history of Tato crisps, but it was about an hour and a half. In length.
And about Matty McGrath, which is like an hour and 43 minutes or something like that. Honestly.
And they have like 4-part series where within the episodes, like you're at least every episode is over an hour.
Again, it's a video recording too, isn't it? That you have the option of sitting down to watch it either.
I don't think the earlier episodes, but definitely in the newer ones. But that's what I mean. Like, you know, you could totally see them sitting in a pub having an hour. And
particularly when I was listening to the Tato one, I think one of them was living in the US at the time. So when they started this podcast, they were different time zones. So obviously they must be back both in Ireland. That's why they can kind of put them on camera now.
But I mean, even to keep a podcast going for 7 years, I mean, it obviously shows you it's very successful because that's no easy feat. Like,
the lads were talking about, they've done live shows as well. Now, one of them is from Dundalk and one of them is from Carlo, and the shows seem to be kind of in and around where they are from. So they obviously have a very loyal local following and stuff like that.
And they do get other comedians on. Like, I think their most recent live show was with Peter McGann, who, like, he's a very successful comedian and has sold out Vicar Street a couple of times. So, you know, they're all within maybe, like they're getting people that they know or that they were on that comedy
platform
circuit.
For guests,
and that also helps as well to, like, build a platform. Because if you like Peter McGann, you'll go, oh, and I might listen to that one because...
Yeah, but you see, this is where I don't think it really works very well because then they start talking about, as I said, the Battle of the Boyne, or there was one episode where I actually turned it off where they were just talking about a man blowing a hole in the wall. And I don't actually know what the relevance of it was. But he blew a hole in the wall anyway. And it was very funny, according to the host. But like, I was like, when was that even? I don't know.
How many stars out of 5, Elaine?
I was going to give it 2.5 because I was like, it's not for me, but it is for someone. And they clearly have longevity and it's just not my listen.
Would you stick with it?
Probably not. But
may or may not have been independent.
I've listened to a lot of podcasts for this slot, so like I do have to start calling at some point. Yeah. But, you know, if there was a comedian I liked on, I might listen, or if there was a topic that I liked. Like, I liked the Tato crisps one was an enjoyable listen, and some of the jokes they were making
sometimes
were quite
funny.
Sometimes
a bit of kind of nonsense chat that was just a bit of lighthearted fun too, isn't it? You know, you can easily talk about crisps all day long.
Now that Elaine said that, Maybe I will listen.
Yeah. See, you will stick with it, Sarah Jane.
No, I won't stick with it.
Time you'll turn.
I won't stick with it. I would give it two out of five, but I will give the Tato a listen, because genuinely any of the episodes I've listened to so far, I haven't enjoyed.
Well, that's all right. We're all entitled to our opinion. Sarah Jane Tobin, of course, native content editor at DMG Media Ireland, and Elaine Power, host of the What's Trending in Formula One podcast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.